From NPR News, this is News in No Time, Ed Gordon. Thousands showed up this past weekend in Washington for the Millions More Movement March. It took place 10 years after the unprecedented number of black men rolled into the nation's capital for the Million Man March. Saturday's march was billed as a more inclusive event, but like the mass rally in 1995, it was not without controversy. NPR's Roy Hurst reports.
They began arriving as early as 5 a.m. from places across the country: Detroit, Pittsburgh, Mobile, New Orleans, Los Angeles. They marched along the gravel pathway of the mall toward the stage on the Capitol steps. By 9 a.m., thousands had already laid out lawn chairs. The program began with the Black National Anthem, performed by opera singer Brenda Jackson. A long line of speakers followed. Each were limited to 2 minutes. They addressed a myriad of issues.
We must fight for the right to have health care.
The essential nature of all religion is recognizing God.
We have to be a community that supports strong marriages.
We know that economic development can be achieved in our communities.
We're here on behalf of the labor movement.
We need to create a national housing corporation.
We're going to move against police brutality.
But the theme most often heard throughout the day was the plight of the victims of Hurricane Katrina and the federal government's response.
Broken levees are weapons of mass destruction.
Reverend Al Sharpton.
Looking in Baghdad, all you had to do is look in New Orleans and stop bringing down and cutting the budget that brought to weapons of mass destruction on our people.
Meanwhile, various political luminaries were addressing clusters of media on the grass in front of the stage.
We're going to have a major march October 29th in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, focusing on Reconstruction.
There was Reverend Jesse Jackson talking about Katrina.
We must demand access to housing and jobs.
Hard work, dedication, focus.
And hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons on personal responsibility.
Anything you can imagine, you can do, so long as you take this route.
And just off the mall, on Constitution Avenue, vendors were cleaning up.
10th anniversary of the Million Man March, the official ribbon.
Souvenir buttons, one-of-a-kind buttons, 2 for $5, souvenirs.
We have the Million More Movement hats on sale.
Fish and fries, sir. Fish and fries.
We got everything, bro. We got barbecue chicken, we got rice, Spanish rice.
The most notable thing about the Millions More Movement March was the mass representation of women and girls. It was in great contrast to the event of 10 years ago.
I think that it's a wonderful thing because women are the gate of life.
Loretta Dixon traveled from Brooklyn with her daughter.
We gave birth to the nation. I think it's wonderful they included us in this, and it's an honor to be here.
But while this sense of unity pervaded the event, one group did protest. About 200 African-American gays and lesbians moved through the crowd behind a banner that read, "Let us speak." They accused the Nation of Islam of reneging on a promise to let one of their leaders address the event. Spokesman Alexander Robinson said he isn't discouraged.
Well, we continue to knock on the door. We continue to encourage black, gay, and lesbian people to come out to challenge bigotry and homophobia wherever we see it.
But the Millions More program did include one gay speaker.
So I'm here to bring the perspective of a black man who's a same gender loving black man.
Cleo Monago is founder of a small organization called Black Men's Exchange. He says his organization has one thing in common with Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam: a black nationalist perspective.
There was no other organization of homosexual, bisexual people that he could think of that had a similar mission to the nation in terms of African affirmation, etc., than us. So it was a natural fit. Which would include same gender-loving sisters and brothers.
By mid-afternoon, the corridor was awash with mainly black faces.
Yeah, I expected it to be more diverse.
Wilbur Gregory came in with his wife from Jacksonville, Florida.
I expected to see different ethnic groups and different nationalities and all here today.
There was some diversity represented among the speakers. Patrick Holly of Quebec is a Canadian Indian activist. He says Native Canadians have much in common with African Americans.
We have problems with local police forces. I myself have been beaten up by the police a number of occasions, merely for standing up for my rights as an individual, as a free person.
We finally commit ourselves.
We finally commit ourselves.
To spiritually bond ourselves.
At one point in the program, as in 1995, marchers were asked to reaffirm their commitment to their families and to their communities.
Amen. Give yourselves a hand.
This is more than a moment in time.
By the time Minister Farrakhan spoke in the mid-afternoon, the mall seemed completely full.
But if there's a million or less or more, The meaning of this day is not today. The meaning of this day will be determined by what we do tomorrow to create a movement.
Roy Hurst, NPR News.